It is one of the most discussed, debatable, and arguably the most famous of the 21st century. It is the story of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, better known as Health Care Reform of 2009. Introduced on September 17, 2009, it quickly became a fiery topic throughout Washington. Although it was a long process, it was sorely needed. Americans around the nation were beginning to feel the effects of not having health care or not being able to afford it. They were paying too much, there were limitations on their health, and the hard-earned money they were working hard for seemed to not go a long way.
My children are sick. I can't even afford to take them to the doctor or buy them medicine.
Back in Washington, there was controversy over the Senate's health care bill. They had been started off with the text discussing unrelated matters, but the Senate decided to take matters into their own hands.
We elect this bill as a vehicle for passage of new reform. We need to change the health care bill.
This took place because the Constitution requires all revenue bills to start in the House, and the health reform plan involves revenue. To make it easier and to pass the bill in a timely manner, the Senate decided to work off a bill started in the House, although it was unrelated. After this process, the bill was then referred to committee, whose primary purpose is to vote the bill worthy of moving on to a higher consideration. After about a month, Representatives Sonder Levin, David Camp, Xavier Becerra, and Shelley Berkeley reported the bill favorable. In November, 506 amendments were introduced to the bill by the committee, which meant that a clean bill or revised bill, including the changes, were to be included, so to be passed on to the House of Representatives, which was also passed on October 13, 2009, with 416 yeas, 0 nays, and 16 present but not participating in the vote. The Senate was hard at work for 2 months deciding if they wanted to pass the bill to a final stage or not. On December 24, 2009, 99 senators voted on the bill. In order for the bill to pass, 50% of the senators had to vote yes. If otherwise, the bill would be vetoed. That day in the Senate, 60 senators, 58 Democrats, and two other of a non-named party voted yes. All nays were from Republicans. The bill was ready for the president, Barack Obama, and on March 23, 2010, President Obama passed the bill into law.